The next topic that we're going to talk about are string sources. This example goes through a two-step process. First is the use of the strings command within a pcap file, and then you open the capture file from within Wireshark to perform further analysis. The command strings will print or display to the screen the sequences of printable characters in files that end in a non-printable character. This command is typically used for finding characters within pcap, binary, or executable files that are not written in ASCII. The syntax for using this command is strings, then you would add in the options, and then the file name. The option -n sets the number of consecutive characters. If you don't explicitly state any, the default is 4. The file name is a file that you're looking at running the string command against. So, with the example of strings-n10 file1.pcap, what's going on is the strings command will search the file1.pcap file for strings of 10 or more characters.